So I guess it's a slow news day for the Post today.
Okay.
Because they posted this video, and I think that this should scare you.
Okay.
Because I know you like to wash your hands, but I think you're going to wash your hands even more now because of what this girl's video is talking about.
Ooh, tell
me. One time when I was little, I contracted pinworms. If you don't know what that is.
No.
It's these little white worms, and they like live in your butthole.
What?
They come out at night to lay eggs all around your anus. And I remember one night, my butthole was so itchy.
Uh-huh.
What?
So I got a little mirror because I wanted to look to see like what was going on down there, you know?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And I saw all these little squiggly white things moving around. Ew. I freaked the fuck out. My mom had to take a piece of tape, stick it on my butthole, and then the doctor had to like examine it.
So you had to call your mom? Hey, mom, come here. Bring some tape.
Wait, that's the fun. That's my favorite part. That like she says, "Mom, come here. My butt is itching." And the mother's like, "Wait, hang on. Let me get the tape."
Confirmed that I had pinworms. So then I had to take this medication that made all the pinworms like die.
Right.
And I remember sitting on the toilet, like crying, like so scared of shit. Because when I did shit, like all the dead worms were like in my poop, and
this isn't real.
Traumatizing.
Fake news.
Do not recommend getting pinworms.
This is what happens when you get pinworms. People.
Yeah, but she's saying, I don't recommend getting pinworms, as if it's a choice. You don't choose to get pinworms or not. They either happen to you or they don't.
But if it came out that pinworms help you lose weight, you would try to
like,
find...
Yeah.
You would try to figure out how to get them.
Where do I get a bottle of pinworms?
Joe, get some tape. And a mirror. So she's laying on her bed.
You look so good. You lost so much weight. Oh, it's the pinworm.
So her legs are up. She's got a mirror looking down, looking at the, then calling her mom to come in here to make sure what's going on.
Well, that's, you know, that's the job of a mom. It's your mom. It's your butt. It's their butt. You know what I mean? Like they made that butt.
Would you have your mom look?
Yeah, she would have to, of course. I mean, listen, if one of your sons had pinworms and you had to look into his butt, would you say no?
Yes, I'm taking him to the doctor. I'm not looking.
That's your kid. That's your flesh and blood. You made that butthole with the pinworm.
No, that's what a doctor's for. That's why they get paid the big bucks.
Didn't you wipe those kids' butts when you were younger and they were babies?
But that's when they were babies.
What's the difference? It's still the same butthole that you're responsible for. You are responsible for your children's buttholes.
I have to look them in the eye from that point on. So at that point on, they're going to know that you look there.
But you looked there when they were babies. What's the difference? That's even creepier.
But they don't think about that now. They don't know. They forgot. And I forgot. I blocked it out. I have a complete block of all that. So I don't know.
The difference is when you were cleaning their butt, they don't remember it. But if they're, you know, 19 asking you to look at their pinhole butt, they're going to remember that.
Yeah, and it's probably their fault for getting pinworms. So go to the doctor. That's what he gets paid for. You call up the doctor, and when the nurse comes in, you tell her why you're there.
I love how she's like, don't get pinworms. Like, maybe you want to tell me how you got them so I can avoid that. Is it some guy you dated?
She said wash your hands more. So I guess it's from not washing your hands.
How could not washing your hands cause something to happen to your butt?
Because you got the poo on your hands, and then I don't know. Then you get poo from, I don't know.
There's more to this story. You don't just get pinworms. Look that up. Find out how you get pinworms. Here, let me Google this. How do you?
Yeah, please.
Okay. Pinworms are spread when an infected person, most often a child, scratch their bare butt area.
Right.
You know the part I'm talking about. The main area, and the eggs get under their fingernails. Pinworms can then be spread the following ways by an infected child not washing their hands after using the bathroom.
So the worms are already there when you itch it, or the worms are in your fingernails?
No,
and then you put them there.
An infected person, most often children get pinworms, and then they touch their bums, and they don't wash their hands, and then they spread it.
I don't like
basically, just wash your hands after using the bathroom.
And always don't touch your butthole.
Don't touch your butthole.
Don't call your mom to look.
Unless she has tape.
Yeah. And how do moms know that? Is that something that they're born with? Because back then you didn't have the internet, WebMD to look it up. So moms just know
there's certain things that run in families. My guess is that is not that mother's first experience with pinworms.
I think it's instinct. I think it's the same way salmon know where to spawn. Uh-huh. Your mom knows how to check for pinworms.
Tape, you have pinworms?
Right. It has to be because there, nothing else makes sense. Does she call her mom? Does she call her sister? What goes on with this? I don't know.
I don't know. The mom knew what to do, which is why I'm saying I think that runs in their family.
Oh, so the mom may have had pinworms.
Yeah. Like when I was a kid, I had a friend who impetigo ran in her family, so I wasn't allowed to play with her.
I don't know what that is, but that doesn't sound good either.
It doesn't sound good either, but it's a skin rash that kids get, and they basically spread it to other kids.
Did you touch your butthole?
No, it's just skin. It's skin on skin. Luckily, not a butthole thing. But I remember I wasn't allowed to play with her, but the whole family had impetigo, so they had experience with it. So when they see impetigo, they know what it is.
So it's kind of like lice.
Yes, like lice. If you have a family, if you ever had lice or your kid ever had lice and you see lice, you know exactly what to do.
Mm-hmm.
This woman, she's had the same experience but with pinworms.